It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98, and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. Joining me in studio this morning is chairman of the board for the Lincoln County School District Number 2 Board of Trustees. That's Wade Hersey. Good morning, Wade. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Good to see you.
Well, appreciate you stopping by. I tell you what, the last couple of years have just been a fun time with COVID and masks and vaccines and now redistricting for you guys.
Yeah, there's always something going on. It's never a dull moment for the schools.
Absolutely. Well, we wanted to have you in to describe and explain what's happening with the redistricting conversation, clear up some of the confusion that I probably shared on the radio a couple days ago when we did this for the text and topic. And the first thing I want you to have clarified, I misspoke on this earlier, and that's with the term for each board member. I had someone text in saying that at-large is different from those within a specific area, and I guess that's not accurate, correct? Everyone's the same?
Yeah, everyone, it's a four-year term on the board, so regardless of whether it's at large or from a trustee area, it's all a four-year term. And those seats alternate. So we have a four-year term. So this coming year, 22, we'll have three of those seats will be up for election. And then in 24, four seats are up for election. So they just kind of leapfrog that way. But gotcha. Everybody is a four-year term.
Okay. Well, Chairman Hersey, let's have you start with maybe from the beginning on this. The board's been talking about this since July, if I'm not mistaken, started over the summer. Redistricting comes up with the census every 10 years, correct?
Yeah, it does. It's, as you see how the population shifts around as people move in or out, and we want to try to keep our trustee areas as equal as possible. Maybe just a little bit of background on that. So, the state statute determines how boards set up their boards and how they're elected. So, boards have a couple of different options. One, they can choose to go all at large. So just all the seats are voted on at large. Doesn't matter where you live within the district. And actually the vast majority of the districts in the state are that way. Alternatively, a board can do trustee areas within the district and have people that have, you have to live within that area to get elected. But at a minimum, we always have to have two at-large seats. That's in statute. So we don't even have the option of doing seven trustee areas with a seven-member board. It has to be at least two at-large. And so our board is structured right now with two at-large seats and five trustee areas. And when those areas are set, they have to be based on the most recent census, and it has to have population within each of those areas has to be within 10% of the other areas. So we can't create smaller areas and larger areas population-wise. We have to keep that within the 10%. Interestingly enough, kind of as we've read through the state statute over and over again, we don't have to do this process. We could just say, hey, we've got these trustee areas and that's what it is, and we're just going to leave them like it is. But as a board, we didn't want to do that because we've got some areas that have really grown a lot and some that haven't grown as much, and that would really get out of balance over time. So we're using the census to rebalance where we're at.
So it's all a big numbers game, if you will, right? Trying to make everything balance so that each trustee area has as close to the same amount of population in each. And we hear all the time, and I'm sure you guys do as well, that, hey, why doesn't Cokeville have its own trustee district? Because they have their own unique concerns. They're farther away. They're not part of Star Valley. And it's because the numbers just don't work population-wise, correct?
Yeah, exactly. We have to keep our areas within that 10%. And if you look even at the existing trustee area maps, just the population on the whole south end of the district is more sparse. Area 1, which is actually my area, goes all the way from Cokeville clear up to Fairview to get enough population to be within 10%. And that's even got to shift a little further north with this new map because most of the growth has been on the north end of the district.
Chairman Wade Hersey with the Lincoln County School District Number 2 Board of Trustees in studio talking redistricting this morning. So let's touch on the two proposals, which in the last board meeting, the board decided to not take a vote on, wanted to get more public input and feedback before you guys made a decision on these. So if I understand, the current proposals that are being discussed the most or looked at are one that would keep the five trustee districts with two at large, just redo the boundaries according to population. Another one that would just do two trustee districts and make three at-large bids. So tell us, kind of walk us through the process here and why the two plans are being discussed.
Okay, so a little history on that. When we first started our discussion, we even discussed the option of going all at-large. and that didn't have a lot of support just because we are a very spread out district. And you know, if we were more compact, it might have made sense, but we excluded that. And then we've had a couple of other maps besides these final two drawn, and they've kind of been eliminated from consideration for various reasons. So yeah, we're down to two options. The one is status quo is maybe not the right word, but essentially keeping five trustee areas, two at large. Those lines of where those trustee areas are obviously shift around. The other proposal, which is, as we've talked about it, we've tried to explain it, but I think it sometimes creates some confusion. We would have two trustee areas, essentially a north and a south area, and basically the line between those is the Narrows in Star Valley, but then it has to jog north and pick up Turnerville to get us within the 10%. Each of those areas would have two trustees that would be voted on in alternating elections. So again, you would have one in this 22 election from north and one from south, and then in 24 there would be one from north and south in the 24 election. And then we would have three at-large seats rather than the two we have. So we would still have a seven-member board. The size of the board wouldn't change, but we would shift to that option. I mean, shift to doing just the north and south. So you know, I would invite everybody to go watch the segment of the board meeting from this last week. There's a long discussion with the board of various pros and cons on it, and you know, it's a good way to kind of just get some of that basic information.
Chairman, if you wouldn't mind, you mentioned the long discussion with the pros and cons. Some the board members feel differently on this, it appears, by watching this board meeting. Some like one proposal and others like the other proposal. If you could summarize maybe what some of the board members are saying, why they'd like to go one way and not the other, and then vice versa.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to summarize this in a neutral way. I'm not trying to sway anybody's opinion as much as just provide information at this point. You know, the argument in favor of keeping five trustee areas is that it ensures representation from a broader range of, you know, people in the district north to south. It's what we've been doing, and it's worked. And so, you know, just kind of making sure that we're spread out. So that's really probably the big argument in favor of the five trustee areas. If we look at the two trustee areas and the options there, those ensure that you've always at least got two board members from the north end of the district and two from the south end of the district. The argument in favor of that, though, is it does open it up more for people to run for the board that might not otherwise. In other words, Duke, you live in my trustee area. You know, if one day you say, hey, I'd really like to be on the school board, but oh, I don't want to run against Wade, you know, you would have an interest, but because there's just that one seat that we both have to be in there, that it might discourage people from running that would otherwise. And this opens it up more because there's two seats from this south area, and it kind of doesn't matter where you're at in that south area. And then there's an additional at-large, so it opens that up some more. So that's kind of the argument in favor of going to two areas, that it could maybe bring out some different people or different candidates that might not otherwise run. The argument against the two trustee areas is you could end up with a higher concentration of people from one part of the district, right? Because in theory, you know, your two trustee areas from the south could both be from Fairview. Yeah, right. You and I, you both get on the board for the south area over time. And then the three at-large people in theory could all be from Fairview. And you could have a, you know, five of your seven board members all living in one, mm-hmm. one community. And so that's one of the arguments against the two trustee areas and in favor of the five trustee areas. You know, honestly, I see, you know, get advantages and disadvantages to both options. So I don't know that there's a right and wrong answer. There's maybe a better or worse answer, and maybe sometimes it just comes down to preferences.
Chairman Hershey, one other point of clarification, and I did a horrible job explaining this when we had this for our text and topic, but this isn't like voting for your state senator or house rep where you are in the trustee area and you only vote for who's in your trustee area. Just because someone's running from a different trustee area than you, everyone still votes across the board boundary, the district boundary. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it's been that way as long as I know, that as far as voting goes, it's all at large, right? So even though I'm in the South area, my name would appear on the ballot for everyone from Cokeville to Alpine that would vote for that. And so we don't, it's not like a legislative district where, hey, I was elected, I represent the people in this area, they're the only ones that voted for me, and I'm there for them specifically. It's really, again, we are voted in by all of the district and have a responsibility to all of the district, not to just our trustee area. And so we just, but the trustee areas just ensure that there's somebody from that part of the district, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Chairman Wade Hershey with the LCSDU Board of Trustees. So, Chairman, what's the next step on this? I know you guys talked last night about waiting for more public opinion and comment to come into you. As chairman of the board, when would you like to see a vote and take place on this and have it be finalized? And how far out are you able to push it out back? How far out could this drag on?
We have to make a decision by December, because any changes in boundaries have to be done in a non-election year. So 2021 is not an election year, but January 1st, 22, that's an election year, so we can't make any changes at that point. So this has to be done by December. I'd like to get it done at the November meeting. I mean, unless something pops out that we just can't do it. But I think, you know, we've had a lot of discussions as a board and kind of gotten the maps down to these two options. We will be in the process of getting public input on this, so we can kind of hear feedback from the public on their thoughts. And hopefully we'll be acting on this at our November meeting.
Okay. That's Chairman of the Board, Wade Hershey, on the SVI Radio Network. Chairman, anything we missed that you wanted to mention on this?
No, I guess maybe just real quick summarize. I mean, if we look at where we're at, right, because earlier I said we don't have to do this by statute, but why are we doing it? If we look at our existing map, in 2010, again, all of those districts were in the range between 26 and 2,700 people. As it's grown, our smallest district now has 2,935 people. That's Area 1. Our largest area, which covers north of Etna and Alpine, is 3,500. So you can see there's quite a variance in that, and again, that we need to equalize those trustee areas as much as possible.
And just a reminder, as the discussion continues and a possible vote taking place in November, the board meetings are broadcast live, right? And people can attend in person or watch those broadcasts.
Yeah, they're on the district's Facebook page, are broadcast live, and it's also saved there. So if you want to watch it after the fact, you can. Meetings are open to the public. Agendas are published in a paper and on our website. Could I just mention one other thing?
Absolutely, you bet.
We are going to be putting out a survey on the district's website. It's in development right now. Part of that is we're going to include a link to the part of the board meeting where we were specifically discussing this from this last board meeting, so that people want to kind of watch that and get some more information. And then, you know, we're just going to try to ask some questions on, you know, which of these options do you prefer? Why do you prefer it? Those sorts of things. And so we will be getting that out here soon to collect some feedback from the public.
That's Wade Hershey, chairman of the LCSD2 Board of Trustees this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.